Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is a quote from the poet Mary Oliver. "Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?"
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came with his disciples into the house. Again, the crowd gathered, making it impossible for them even to eat. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to seize him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." This week, the poet Mary Oliver died, and quoted again and again in the media was her line, "Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?" When I told my parents I was entering the Dominican Sisters, their reply was, "You? We thought maybe your sister, but never you, as it's just too crazy." And when I began to integrate preaching through the arts, some thought I lost my mind. When Dominic had gathered his small band of preachers in the order, and it was small, he dispersed them two by two to Paris, Spain, and Toulouse, and people thought it was a crazy risk. Jesus had left his family carpenter business to become an itinerant preacher who heals and casts out demons. His success drew large crowds. Remember, in those days, the religious equation was sickness was the punishment of God. And Jesus, forgiving sin and healing, didn't follow the prevailing economy of salvation. Who did Jesus gather with? His disciples were mostly fishermen and a tax collector and a member of the Zealot party. In this account, his zeal for ministry made it impossible even to eat. And when he did, we know it was with tax collectors and sinners, facts that would put a target on him for the wrath of the scribes and Pharisees. We know the family was core to his society, and his actions could clearly reflect on them and target them as well. When has our passion for the ministry brought us to do things we never imagined? When has it been a source of community and the knowledge of God at work, so much so that we missed a meal or at times overworked? Where has God led you in ways that you heard your family and friends say that you must be out of your mind to do that? Loving one another, caring for the poor and the outcast can be crazy, but it is also our baptismal calling. In the words of Mary Oliver today, "Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?"